I want to know, and it's a well-known story, what has happened in the state of Georgia, but just tell me what that has meant to the small towns and counties in Georgia in terms of the economy and small town economy in Blakely and Meriwether, Georgia, places like that.
I tell you, it's mind-boggling. It really is. I mentioned a few moments ago about the research explosion. Then followed, we had an extension explosion to match up, get this deliver out. And we saw yields per acre double and triple in 30 years. And as I look back at it now, it's almost but the basic point was the research who found the new technology, and then our extension peanut team, we ended up with a world-class, nothing but extension. We had I was in the full-time agronomy, of the kind of the project lead, I guess you'd say, but the first one I got is in 1954. I got the peanut commission to put on a full-time irrigation specialist who could design the equipment, go to the farm, drying wagons. I was an agronomist. I couldn't do that. And so the commission gave the seed money to get the first full-time engineer. Then 2 years later, diseases were eating us up, and we had research that showed we can cure a lot of it. I couldn't do it all by myself. We go and we get a full-time disease specialist on peanuts. 2 years later, we had insect problems that broke out and never been brought out before. In the history of peanuts, it had never been there. We had to have new research, and we got a full-time extension person. Then we got a full-time, we left plowing peanuts, spray them with chemicals that are safe, and don't even touch them now with a cultivator. And we had a full-time weed specialist, this new chemical. I mean, it was just this about 10 years on the research explosion and another 10 years on the extension explosion. And let me tell you, our team was world-class, not me, but we could handle any problem that came up in research about peanuts. And I'll tell you, the proof is in the pudding. In 1951, beginning of the extension peanut program, the state yield was 900 pounds per acre. You want to guess what it was during these total of 30 years later? 3,300 pounds per acre.
900.
Now, if you don't believe that,
3,300 pounds.
Yes, sir. In those 30 years. In 1982, we were making well above 3,000. And I was asked to come to the National Peanut Meeting last year and kind of review our extension research program. You know, it was a teamwork that did the job. It's not me. I was just a part of the team. But it was putting together a world-class research and extension team, new data, new technology, down to 3 man-hours per acre compared to 75. What a revelation.